Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Ron, every time I think there may not be enough to talk about, there's more than enough to talk about. But I'll start with a simple hello and a compliment on your shirt.
Well, thank you. Mm-hmm. I got dressed up and cleaned up a little bit today. I don't know if it's blue or black check, white check shirt. I feel representable today.
Yeah. Do you wear cologne?
No.
Never?
Too expensive.
Yeah.
You ever go in and look at what those things cost?
Oh, it's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
There's a place on Walnut Street in Shadyside. I'd have to mortgage the house just to get a bottle the size of a
I know. I would if it wasn't so damn expensive. I don't make Starkey money.
How are you, Ron?
I'm good.
What do you think of
these? Sports weekend coming up. Looking forward.
Man, do we. Do we ever have a big sports weekend.
Great football games. And they're staggered, too. Penn State, Ohio State, I'm looking forward to. And then Pitt Virginia Tech at 3:30. Staggered games. Those are the best.
We have a lot to talk about. We have Chris Hoke in studio from 11 to 12. But I'm going to start with this.
Who, by the way, predicted a Browns win last week.
Yeah, and then texted me during the game to remind me how right he was and how wrong I was. Something like that. I want to start with this James Franklin story, Ron. Dennis Dodd, CBSSports.com. As James Franklin enters his prime, Penn State hopes to hold off USC. Other potential suitors. So Dodd gets into the topic at hand here, talks about Urban Meyer, and says, in Franklin, we are witnessing a coach about to hit his sweet spot. Dabo Swinney just turned 50 and is chasing his third title at Clemson. Franklin's 47. Pete Carroll won his first national title at 53, Paterno at 56, Saban at 58. Maybe it's unfair to compare Franklin, Dodd says, until he's actually won one of those. But will he leave Penn State? As Dodd says, don't freak out, Penn State fans. It's strictly business. USC is close to needing a new coach, and if it doesn't get Urban Meyer, there are multiple reports that Franklin is the next best choice.
We heard these things last year, didn't we?
Yeah.
He was linked to that job last year.
Which is the better job?
I still think at this point Penn State is a better job. He's got everything he needs at Penn State. You know, starting with 110,000 there every day. He's the only show in town. He doesn't have to, you know, share L.A. with all the other teams. I know USC's tradition is great, but so is Penn State's. I think they're taking care of him financially. They might have to take more care of him financially. But I think if they do that, I'd be a little surprised if he leaves. I would be a little, you know, recruiting, I guess, is it better for football in L.A. than around here? Maybe. You know, I know when Ben Holland took the UCLA job.
I would say definitely.
He said it was all location, you know, location, location, location. There was more basketball players within a 30-mile circle of L.A. than there were in the entire Pennsylvania. Football, I don't know. I guess they produce great players in the L.A. area, too. But I think it comes down to money, and if Penn State pays him, I think he'll stay. I think he's got a chance to win a national title there.
Yeah, I mean, he recruits pretty well right where he is.
Yep.
But it all depends for me, Ron, what we mean by which is the better program. Like, what goes into that? And, yeah, money would be the first thing. And as Dennis Dodd writes, Franklin will be paid $6.25 million in 2022, the last year of his current deal. Judge for yourself how fat USC would go to get him. One observation, a lot more than $6.25 million.
That's what I mean. Penn State may have to come up.
So, for me, the better job is the one that offers a lot more money. That would be one part of the criterion. And I also think, at USC, you're not stuck with the monster that is Ohio State.
Yeah,
I think you're in a more winnable situation. Do you?
Yeah, Oregon's pretty good. Utah's pretty good. But, yeah, I mean,
you're not stuck in the same division.
Same division is the big thing. But, you know, they played them tough the last 3 years, lost by 1 point, 1 point, and 3 points, beat them 5 years ago. Now, tomorrow or Saturday is going to be difficult. They're 18-point underdogs, 18-and-a-half, whatever it is. It's going to be difficult. But I still think, you know, I still think the Penn State job is better than USC at this point, as long as the money's comparable.
And your reasons are that it's the only show in town, the size of the crowds,
He's got a nice gig going up there.
Yeah.
He's recruiting well. He's established here. We've seen the last couple guys fail at USC, right? This isn't the days of John McKay, you know? John McKay, one of my all-time favorites.
Oh, he was great.
What do you think of your team's execution? I'm all for it.
That's still the greatest.
One of the greatest lines.
I think it's the greatest line ever.
It's pretty damn close. Pretty damn close.
I'm going to disagree, though. I think all things considered, if it was me, I'd rather go west. I'd rather go to a place where I frankly didn't have to deal with Ohio State in my
west,
division.
Go west, young man. Go west.
And some years you're going to have to deal with Michigan. He hasn't had a ton of success against Michigan. And for a lot more money, and I live on the West Coast, and you mentioned the only game in town at Penn State. I think there's pluses and minuses to that. I think USC, you're going to be highly scrutinized, but not like you are at Penn State. I think so.
You may get lost in the shuffle.
Might.
In LA. Football out there is kind of an afterthought, isn't it? I mean, I've talked to the people.
When they're not winning.
The Lakers are huge. And, you know, obviously with LeBron, and the Dodgers are huge. And, like, football, the Rams and even, you know, obviously the Chargers.
Is it a good thing or a bad thing to have to deal every single second with highly intense criticism, really, of your job? And we saw it, frankly, get to Franklin last week.
I think he'd still get some of that in L.A., a lot of that, too. But, yeah, you bring up an interesting point. I didn't even look at it that way, but football's just – and, you know, even when the Rams went to the Super Bowl last year, it didn't seem like that big of a deal.
I think the point I'm trying to make, and I'm probably not articulating it very well, is you're way more in a fishbowl at Penn State, I think, because of what you said. There's a lot of fish out there in L.A. You're the only one there in
State
College.
But there's also a lot more people looking into the fishbowl in L.A.
Yeah, but they don't care as much, frankly.
That's what's kind of my point at football. Seems almost not irrelevant, but basically irrelevant there. Now, if he wins, maybe that would change things.
Oh, I think it would. I mean,
although
look
the Rams,
what Pete Carroll did.
I'm telling you, I talked to guys that cover the Rams, and they said hardly wasn't even that much interest in them going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I think
it's not here.
Pro football is an afterthought in L.A., there's no doubt. But when USC is rolling, it's still a big-time deal out there, I think.
But it hasn't done so for quite a while.
Which is why the job's open.
Again, it's not open yet, is it?
Well, it will be. If Urban Meyer's interested, I think that would tell me a lot about the quality of that job.
Yeah, but Urban Meyer doesn't have a job.
Don't you think he'd have the pick of the litter?
Yeah, that's a pretty good pick of the litter.
In the pros and college?
Yeah, but I don't know that he wants to.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's a pretty good pick of the litter. USC's a great job, I think.
It is a pretty good litter, but it's not like Franklin is in a bad spot.
Yeah,
if they pay him. Now, they're going to have to pay more, no doubt. And if they don't, then it becomes a much easier call, I would think.
They may have to pay significantly more. And then there's the issue, Ron, of I don't think he's maxed at Penn State. He said it himself.
We have a
great program.
Oh,
we need to get to need to be elite.
That was the famous speech after the Ohio State game last
year.
I was there. They lost by 1 point. I think they blew a 12-point lead in the fourth quarter. And that's when he goes, we've gone from bad to average, to good, to really good, to great. We're not on the elite level yet. He went on and on about it. Very emotional speech.
Do you think that's a great program?
Penn State?
Yeah.
I do.
Great?
Well, elite is better.
Yeah.
I mean, where are they in the poll this week, eighth or whatever it is? That top 10's pretty great for me. It's not Clemson or Alabama great, but it's pretty good.
I think it's a very good program. Great's a tough word for me to get to when you're not winning even your division in your conference. I can't call you a great program. Very good.
What would you describe Clemson and Alabama as?
Elite, great, whatever you want.
Whatever. How about elite, and then can it not be a next level down below that?
Yeah, but the word great is a little tough for me to get to when you're not even, again, when you're not even winning your own division.
Right.
Consistently, I can't say great.
It's one of the top 10 programs. in the country. So, I mean, you, whatever label you want to put on it, it is.
Where'd they finish last year in the rankings?
I don't know. I'd have to look that up. I know they lost that game to Ohio State that killed them.
The end of the year, Penn State was 17th. I don't know where they were the year before that. They're ranked in the top 10.
It was the year before that they were finished 5th, right, to go to the championship game, or was that the year before?
They finished 8th in 17, 17 last year. In 16, they were 7th. So, yeah, you could say fairly consistently.
Well, the one year they were 5th to go to the championship, right?
Yeah, I'm talking about the end of season rankings. Right. And then in 2015, they weren't really anywhere to be found by the end of the year. But you have to give them a pass, I think, on the first few years that he got there. So since then, yeah, I would say you're right. Now that I look at it, fairly consistently top 10 program in the country.
And I think even if they lose, and I fully expect them to lose Saturday to Ohio State, I think they'll still probably finish in the top 10 this year, as long as they, you know, go to a bowl game. And
probably chance
to go to a Rose Bowl or something on New Year's Day. And if they win that, they definitely will be top 10 at, what would that be, 11-2.
Yeah, I guess it depends on your definition of great. Franklin thinks it's a great program. You do. I would say very good.
But not elite. It's not elite. That's not – there's one
and step – and for me, not great.
There's one step above that.
Yeah. I think you got to be in the college football playoff rather than just ranked in the top 10 with some amount of consistency, and there's not many. So yeah,
there's only two,
elite?
In your mind, two or three great programs? How many teams have
Alabama,
been in the playoffs
Clemson,
the last year? It hasn't always been Alabama.
Oklahoma.
Clemson,
has been
Oklahoma,
there.
Ohio State.
Ohio State, yeah. That would be it.
That's
then.
About it.
And then you have your next level. So however you want to define that, would you go west? You were James Franklin. 412-928-9370. However you define him, it's a place that Pitt would love to be, right?
Absolutely.
And a lot of programs.
A lot of programs
would, like to
would
be.
Love to be. Chris, you give them any chance against Ohio State?
I think they're very talented. Not much of a chance, but there's talent all over the
puncher's
field.
Puncher's chance?
Yeah. Even a little bit more than that, I think. If they can hang around.
That's all. 18 and a half.
Here's the thing, and I think Jack Ham pointed out yesterday, Ohio State, they haven't even played a full game yet.
Right.
So if you're hanging around in the end, they might not know what the hell to do.
A little tightness there, maybe. That could be. And Penn State, as I said, has played them tough 3 years in a row and got blown out 4 years ago and then beat them, or I think lost in overtime the year before that. So they've played them tough. They've matched up well.
Speaking of coaches, there's a very prominent one that got fired in the NHL. Let's talk about that coming up. You can follow us on Twitter at 93.7TheFan, driven by Shorkey Jeep Chrysler Dodge, locations in North Huntington, the North Hills. And you can text us on the Edgar Steiner & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370, Edgar Steiner & Associates. Reminds you to text responsibly.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.